Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell.
And I'm Candace Campos. You ever go to a restaurant and you have that competing argument in your head, savory or sweet?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have the answer to that. I mean, they just opened up a brick and mortar just a few weeks ago. They first started up as a pop-up, then a food truck, and now brick and mortar.
So now we can go sit down and enjoy both the savory and the sweets. We are so happy to be joined today by the chef behind Smoke and Donuts, Ian Russell. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
You guys have grown so much in Central Florida over the past 6 years or so. You now have an actual physical location where people can find you. How did you get started with Smoke and Donuts? How did it come about?
Short story, a bridge story, is my wife wanted a donut shop and I wanted a barbecue joint.
Okay.
She had been traveling and noticing for work, noticing the donut trend evolving back in 2015, 2016, going from being just sweet and primarily chain dominated to smaller, boutiquier donut joints where they were getting a little crazy, mixing some savory components in with their donuts. And she would call me up from these big cities and she'd be like, babe, there was this crazy donut that I saw the other day and they put sriracha on top of it and pistachios and wow, cool. And she would take these donuts, she would buy a dozen boxes of donuts and carry them on her lap back from big cities on the plane. She's a donut enthusiast.
Yeah, nudge, right? Figured this out.
So at the same time, I was gaining a curiosity and starting to read and learn about smoking meats, about barbecue. It was a blind spot for me. I didn't know anything about it. I never worked for a chef that made barbecue. Didn't study barbecue in culinary school, and so I was curious. I started reading books, watching podcasts and blogs, and made a lot of really bad barbecue in the beginning.
And, I feel like a lot of dry meat.
Yeah. Oh my god, a lot of really dirty smoke and acrid dry meat, and it was a catastrophe. My wife told me it was good, and my mom.
Oh, that's sweet.
Of course. But yeah. you take that for what it is, which is encouraging.
Right. It's there you go.
Yes.
Anyways, I continued to practice, and at one point, although she might deny this, it was her idea. She said we should do a pop up. We should do something at a local farmer's market or a little fair or something. I was working in the wine industry at the time, and she knew that I wanted to cook professionally again. And so this was the idea. Let's do a little pop-up, just something fun, funky on the side. And so we did, and that's how we started, like you mentioned, under a beige tent in the back alley of a Winter Springs brewery.
Yeah, that's not sketchy at all.
Called Red Cypress. Yeah. It was a back alley barbecue pop-up. That's exactly what it was in the beginning.
But clearly the response was fantastic.
So we had no idea that the response was going to be what it was. It was a donut and barbecue concept, and when we Google donuts and barbecue back then, you punch into Google and nothing came up. It didn't Google. There was nothing when you punch donuts and barbecue. Barbecue and donuts into Google. And so that's either, well, it could be terrifying because you have a really bad idea, or it's a good idea.
Right.
And nobody else was doing it. And as it turned out, and we found this out quickly, it was a good idea. And we sold out fast. That's what happened. That's kind of why that's how it continued forward. That's how the inertia of the concept of the two ideas going together moved forward, because our first event, we sold out. And fast, really fast. We had no idea. And so we thought, let's do another event. And I smoked twice as much meat, and we prepared twice as much donut glazes and donut toppings, and we sold out. Mm-hmm. And that kind of continued event after event. We'd smoke more, we'd prep more, we'd sell out. We'd smoke more, we'd prep more, we'd sell out.
Not a bad problem to have, right? No complaint.
But it kind of solidified for us, okay, let's give this a shot. Let's see if
it will. It helps when it smells so good. I mean, it just draws people in,
it's
right?
It's like that they cartoon where they just like float to your food.
And, you know, we did bring the smoker with us.
Uh-huh, smart.
We hauled the smoker along with a utility trailer, which is where our stainless steel tables, their setup in the beginning was ridiculous. Had stainless steel tables and chafing dishes and all kinds of crazy stuff, but we did bring the smoker with us. So you had a deep fryer frying donuts, so it smelled kind of like a carnival.
Yeah.
And a smoker with wood and fire burning in it. And so it smelled like a barbecue joint and at a carnival.
So you're doing this on the side while you're still trying to juggle other jobs that are actually paying the bills for
Absolutely,
you at that time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. How hard is that, you know, to get started and to follow your dream like you have done?
Extremely. it's tiring.
Yeah.
But the response from the Orlando community was so encouraging, so exciting, so invigorating that it kept pushing us forward. And like I mentioned earlier, my wife still has her day job. You know, we're not to a point yet where we're able to just roll without any kind of standard income. So yeah, it's very hard. It takes a long time. If you have incredible support from the community and from your local network of family and friends, mm-hmm. it makes it a little easier.
And we actually had a Florida foodie where we talked to A La Carte, which is one of your spots that the food truck was able to have some residency there. I feel like it's like a Las Vegas residency, right? I mean, how was that working with A La Carte and now kind of full circle moment being able to be almost
like
right next door?
Right?
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was a wonderful place for us. We moved in there in July of 2020, so right after COVID really started to kind of sink its teeth in, right? Mm-hmm. And so for us, the timing could not have been better. It was ideal. It gave us a place to continue to serve the Orlando audience that we had been slowly building in a relatively COVID-friendly environment. You know, it was outdoors. Mm-hmm. So the relationship that we had with A La Carte was extremely important for us.
You mentioned that you did go to culinary school.
I did.
But you didn't study barbecue or make how to make a donut.
Yeah, because you're
a chef. In fact, you hired a baker.
Right.
I did.
Yes. So tell us about that experience and whether you recommend going to culinary school if you're someone who wants to open a restaurant or start a food truck or do what you're doing.
I am a huge proponent of classical education. I think culinary school is invaluable. For me, it was a blast as well. I mean, it was exhausting and it was very hard. The CIA is not an easy school, but it's an incredibly thorough, incredibly demanding, incredibly comprehensive training. So I couldn't recommend it enough. I think that that it's really important to, if you have an idea and if you have a goal, a dream that you want to do, I think it's really important to start taking steps. But it's very helpful if you start taking steps in a direction where you have some education. So I'm a big proponent of culinary school.
And so tell us what you brought here today.
And I feel like people who are either listening or watching have already Googled your Instagram already to try to see, is it smoke and then donuts? Is it donuts and then smoke?
Right?
Or is it both?
Do you have to eat the donut after you eat the barbecue, or can you eat the donut first?
It's a funny. So often at our restaurant, the donuts will be ready first. And so 50% of the time, at least, we start with dessert at our restaurant. So you can eat the donuts first. You can eat the barbecue first. You know, barbecue lends itself towards sweet flavors.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right? And the same way that donuts have kind of always lent themselves towards savory flavors. The cake donut on its own is not particularly sweet. And barbecue sauces are pretty classically leaning towards the sweet side. Although if you're in Texas or any of the super hardcore barbecue countries, states, that would be blasphemy to say. but nevertheless, you know, smoked meats lend themselves towards sweet sauces and vice versa. Donuts lend themselves towards the other. So
what I have today is
we don't force the issue, right?
Okay.
You can have your donuts and barbecue separate. Because he said, is it smoke or donuts or barbecue, which is first?
Right.
And are they together? And it's all of those.
You don't have an agenda.
There's
you
no
just
agenda.
Want to serve.
Right. We want people to eat barbecue and donuts and when they visit us, have fun for a little bit and have a good time. And that's it. That's the goal. A little bit of joy in the middle of your day. So we have some of our St. Louis ribs, which have brown sugar and toasted guajillo glaze on them, with our mac and cheese, which has four different cheeses in it, some from Mexico, some from Switzerland, and some cheddar as well. This is our spicy version. It's got our red fox sauce on top of it, which is roasted garlic, chipotle peppers, and beer. Then we've got a little bit of our cucumber and cabbage slaw, which is a crunchy, bright salad version of slaw. It's not a mayonnaise-based slaw. Our meats are plenty rich, right? The barbecue is plenty rich. So we make a slaw that is bright, crunchy, fresh, zesty, and kind of balances out the richness of the meats. We have some cornbread and then some house-made pickles, pickled cucumbers, pickled red onions, and pickled white onions. So this is classic barbecue, right?
Okay.
Just barbecue.
Good-looking barbecue.
Yes. Thank you. We smoke all of our meats in Texas-style offset pits. So we have two barbecue smokers, which are big propane tanks that are welded to other slightly smaller, although fairly big propane tanks. And then you create a fire in one part of the pit with oak and put the meat in the other part of the pit. And it's a very, very old school style of barbecue. So that's how these are made.
How long does that take, that process?
The ribs take about 6 hours.
Okay.
Brisket will take anywhere from 18 to 20 hours. It's about a 24-hour process, start to finish. Yeah, it's
patience. It's love.
It's patience.
Yes.
You take a lot of patience. Yeah. The concept of low and slow is important to this because you're taking these cuts of meat that are sort of high activity cuts of meat that have a lot of connective tissue. They have a lot of collagen. They have a lot of elastin. And if slowly over time you allow those things to break down within the meat, they become gelatin, which is where in barbecue you get that really rich, mouth-coaty, indulgent umami flavor, right? So that's barbecue.
Okay, check
then
barbecue.
Check barbecue. Donuts. I have three different donuts for you today, and these are all from our...
On any given day, how many different types of donuts do you have at your store?
Okay, well, you can create your own donut.
Oh, so, forget it. Create your own?
I don't know.
I can't go if I can't.
12,000? Something.
Really?
I don't know what the combination,
what the
numbers are that you can create. But
okay.
Of confectioner's donuts, I think we have 13 or 14. We're always sort of adding them. I think we'll
end
up with...
And they're just constantly changing, too, I imagine.
We're constantly adding right now. We do some seasonal donuts. We do special event donuts.
They're gorgeous donuts.
Yeah. Thank you. I hired a baking and pastry chef. For a long time, when we first started, I kind of BS'd my way through it a little bit.
Okay.
I studied baking and pastry in culinary school, but for 3 weeks out of 2 years. So there's some familiarity to fudge my way through it a little bit. And it was fine for a long time. And then at one point, this classically trained pastry chef reached out to me, sent me an email, said, hey, I'm interested in working with you on the donut side. And I kind of didn't pay attention to her in the beginning. And so she sent me another email, but this email
I could do it.
I was like, I'm good. It's all right because I'm good. You know, the donuts sell. We do fine.
Yeah.
We do. People like our donuts. She sent me another email, and this one had pictures in it.
She's fantastic,
as it turns out. Yeah. And she even put pictures of a donut that she made that had flames on it.
And is she from Central Florida, too?
No, she's not. She's not. So I hired her, right?
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Needless to say, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter than I knew at the time, even. And so she has completely sort of evolved our donut offering. It turned out in the beginning, and I didn't know this until somebody pointed it out to me, that my donuts all had ice cream toppings on them. It was chocolate chips and Heath Bar and Oreos and sea salt and things. But I guess I like ice cream.
Okay.
And so the vast majority of our donuts were sort of built with ice cream toppings on them. She changed it so that we have pastries. we have pastry toppings on our pastries.
So you said you fudged your way to it, and now you're adding fudge.
Yes, emphasis on fudge.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we have a key lime pie donut, which has our candied lemonade glaze on it, a pavlova on top, and then a key lime pie filling with a little bit of toasted buttered graham cracker crust crumble.
Oh. Yeah. It hurts exactly. How good it sounds.
Not just ice cream toppings.
No.
Then we have, and so that's called our key lime pie. Then we have a donut called the Nightfall, which is a chocolate glaze with toasted black sesames and a black sesame fudge, along with a little bit of sea salt on top. She indulges my love for sweet and savory. Actually, she loves sweet and savory, too. So.
Now, are these on cake donuts?
These are on cake donuts. Yeah, okay. We make all of our donuts in-house, so the donuts are very fresh when you come and have them at our location.
And it's hard to understand on TV. These are nice.
Yes.
Massive.
That looks like
donuts.
A meal in and of itself.
Yeah.
They are.
So when you go in there, you might want to share.
Yeah.
Right?
You
know?
Yeah. Unless you're making your own. So how does that work? You just get a plain donut and then you just tell.
You get a plain donut and then we have a variety of different glazes that you can choose.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
Look, the create your own donuts. So
they actually do. It says create your own donuts.
Yeah. I gotta see some of this.
So you start with a plain donut, then you pick a glaze, then you pick two glazes if you want, three glazes.
Candied lemonade, hot honey, blood orange.
Chorizo.
That sounds, Maker's bourbon and maple. Yeah. What do you recommend?
Flame kiss marshmallow fluff.
I mean, it depends on the mood that you're in, right?
Okay.
If it's 214 degrees outside in the dead of summer in Florida.
You must be a meteorologist.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'm a big fan of candied lemonade. Something like the key lime pie is great. It's bright, it's fresh, it's zesty. If it's a little cooler out and you're in the mood for something a little bit richer, I'm a huge fan of the Nightfall Donut. Although I'm also a big fan of a donut that we call the Salty Englishman, which has been with us from the beginning. It's Maker's and Maple Glaze with Heath Bar, ice cream toppings, and a little bit of sea salt.
Sounds amazing.
So I'm a big fan of that one, too.
And here it looks like we have the best of both worlds.
So, right. We don't force the issue of having your donuts and barbecue together, but we certainly make it available.
Oh, good. Good for you guys.
This is our donut and brisket slider. And it's a vanilla glazed donut that has a little bit of sea salt on top of it.
Okay.
We slice it in half and we use it as a bun. And the...
Because why not?
Because we have them and we have to try,
okay.
Right? It was day one, actually, under a tent, that a friend of ours said, so did you make a sandwich with them yet? And we said, no, but I guess we're gonna.
Yeah.
So we take the vanilla and sea salt glazed donut, we slice it in half, and we put our chopped brisket on it. The chopped brisket is the one I was saying takes 18, 19, 16, 20 hours.
Wow.
Depends on how big the briskets are and how hot or cold or humid it is outside. we take the brisket that is on the outer edges of a brisket when you're slicing it, eventually you get to a part that just kind of falls.
Mm-hmm.
And when you chop it up and you toss it with, even if you just eat it, it's delicious. But it turns out that it's extremely good to chop up and toss with a little bit of barbecue sauce. We use our toasted guajillo barbecue sauce, which is a classic Texas style
of
barbecue sauce. We make six different sauces.
Let's crank it open. Let's start the plastic.
And so, we end up with our chopped brisket and donut slider.
Okay, so where should we be? Where are you going to begin, Candace?
I can't even talk. My mouth is watering so much. I'm going to talk on TV and I'm going to have drool coming down the side of my mouth. Where do you think?
Here's a plate.
Chef?
You know, I would say start with just the classic barbecue.
That's right.
The ribs. And I brought you some good, messy... good messy
food. Of course you did.
I wasn't gonna get away from it anyways. It's donuts and barbecue.
I'm gonna just put some of this on my plate. I'm gonna just make myself a little plate here.
Look at you.
You recommend some of the sauce though, right?
I do. If you like a little bit of spice, I definitely do.
Okay.
That's chipotles, roasted garlic, and beer.
So you said this is one of your varieties of mac and cheese. Is the base always the same, and then it just depends on what sauce you put on, or
the base is the same. It depends on whether or not we serve it spicy or classic, and then we have two different preparations of it. Mm. We also serve it stuffed. So we'll take this mac and cheese, and we'll flatten it out a little bit on a flat top with some butter, of course, and we'll let the outside crisp up.
Mm-hmm.
This is an idea that came from. Have you been to Paris and had the crepes and the cheese kind of out around the outer edges?
Yes, I haven't been to Paris, but I have had something like that.
Yeah, so you know the cheese on the outer edges and those simple ham and cheese crepes that they make.
This is delicious.
Thank you. Is one of the magical things. And so we take this mac and cheese, we fry it on the outside, we fold it over, we make like a mac and cheese omelet, we stuff it with sweet onions, with pulled pork, and with spicy sauce if you want it too. It's our stuffed mac and cheese. So we have a couple different incarnations of mac and cheese.
I love the freshness.
Mm-hmm.
Of that too.
Thank you.
Because it's true, sometimes that coleslaw is just very heavy and thick and...
It's very commonly made with mayonnaise.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I love mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. It's a classic, amazing French sauce, right?
Yeah.
But for our slaw, I felt like going a direction...
I love it.
..that gave some balance was a good
salad,
way to go.
Yeah.
We usually describe it as kind of like a crunchy, bright salad as opposed to a classic mayonnaise.
Nice sweet cornbread.
A summer salad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try the pickles?
I just did.
So good. You make your own pickles.
We do.
And tell us about that process.
We do. Making pickles, so you can make pickles a couple of different ways, right? Pickles can be this super long.
This thing just fell apart on me. Yeah.
I warned about the messy rice.
Mm. So good. So good.
There's napkins in there too.
Who needs napkins?
We use a variety of different kinds of vinegars depending on which pickle we're talking about. So we have pickled white onions, we have pickled red onions, and we have pickled cucumbers. The pickled white onions and pickled cucumbers, and this is because in like say Texas barbecue country, for instance, pickles and raw white onions are a classic accompaniment, mm-hmm. right? So the white onions and the pickled cucumbers have a white Thank wine vinegar you. That's actually imported from Italy, Thank and you. The red onions have wow. a red wine vinegar. So it's a process that takes, let's see, 1-3 hours of salting. Then about a half an hour of rinsing and draining, and then about 2 days of curing in a pickle, a vinegar brine.
Wow. So not only do you take the time to sit there and make the meat, but you also sit there and take the time to the we veggies do. And the mm-hmm. love
for it. We do.
It all Fantastic. Takes time. That's key, right?
It does take time. It does. Yeah, all of it takes time, and all of it is about little steps along the way. Mm-hmm.
So it is, I guess, you know, when you start talking about how long it takes you to smoke the meats and all that stuff, having a restaurant now, it's constant. Mm.
It's constant mm-hmm. now.
Right. It's different than the food truck you open, you close. Mm-hmm.
A food truck you open, you goal yourself to either sell out or get close to selling out mm-hmm. because there's not a lot to do with it afterwards. Especially right. if you're doing the food truck circuit and you're going to open up for a night and then close for the rest of the week or for 2 days or for 3 days. But in the restaurant...
It's good, really good.
I'm waiting for him to slide me these donuts.
Oh, don't let me slow the process.
Are those, what are those called? Donut sliders?
These are donut sliders.
Okay.
And I mean, we call them sliders because of the size. But they are...
Can I cut this in half?
Donut and brisket... Mm. Sandwiches.
Sure.
I don't want to interrupt your bite.
I'm going to warn you that it's might get a little on the extra messy side for you.
Okay.
If you
all right.
But you go ahead.
No, we're good with messy.
On in. All right.
Messy.
Good. Good.
Not
good.
Extra messy. I'll just go for it. Okay. Go ahead.
There's two of
them. On my face.
No.
I don't remember what the last question was, but
a lot of the items on your menu, though, too, I understand, have been inspired by customers, like your Cuban sandwich.
It's
the
true.
Cuban sandwich looks good.
It's true. The, okay. the Cuban somebody I'm asked me one day if I had or if we could make a Cuban, and I said, no, we don't have a Cuban, but let's see if I can make one.
Are you okay there?
This is so crazy.
Is it bad? Is it bad if I use a knife to cut it in half? You just have
don't
to
do
go
that.
In?
You can. You totally oh can. Gosh. You can eat it however you like, but.
Wow. Got lipstick on it.
Mm. I don't know if my brain's thinking salty and savory or sweet. It's both. So good.
So when people, especially in the very beginning, when people came up to like our pop-up tent and they said, mm-hmm. donuts and barbecue, what are you talking about? That's awful. Like, mm-hmm. why are you selling donuts and barbecue together? And you make a sandwich out of it? But the reality is, like I said, they both sort of lend themselves towards the opposite, right? Mm. The donuts lend themselves towards savory things and the barbecue lends itself towards sweet things. It's like when a little bit of maple syrup makes it onto your bacon when you're having breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's a magical
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is. Right? It's very magical.
I think
it's a good way to describe it.
I think it's actually a very early memory of mine. I swear we were at an IHOP or a Perkins or something when I was a little fella. And I remember a little bit of maple syrup making it onto my bacon, mm-hmm. and just
we were
going,
like, oh, that's a good combo.
Wow, that works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
fun. So.
I mean, bacon on anything, right? Is
bacon
pretty
on
amazing.
A plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything at all.
Yeah.
So, what's Absolutely your favorite? If you had to like pick your one favorite dish or side or what?
My one favorite. It depends on the day, but I know I have to have something. So my one favorite right now is ribs. That's why I brought ribs. Mm.
Okay.
My one favorite right so now is definitely ribs. And it's because I'm excited about the way that we have evolved our methods of smoking them and our method of sort of holding them and keeping them in a state that's delicious all day long. Mm-hmm. For instance, these were obviously not smoked just now, but they still have that very tender, very soft, very moist sort of experience on the palate, which is something that
so you're almost like
we've worked on.
It's your pride. The ribs are,
it's something that just recently I've kind of figured out more about.
So you opened your physical location in February of 2023. Take us inside. If we go in, where are you located and what is that experience like?
It's very cool looking.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Kind of a retro building.
Right. Where it is. Yeah. I think the building is mid-1950s, late-1950s, mm-hmm. Which helped to guide the design inside. Our graphic designer, our brand designer, Susana Munoz, who has a company called Three House, actually did the design for us inside. And she took the idea of this building is from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And so let's go sort of lean into that mid-century modern kind of look. So mm-hmm. we're at 601 North Primrose Drive, which is Primrose just off of Colonial.
A lot of stuff mm-hmm. popping up around there.
Yeah, it's the Milk District.
Yeah.
It's North Milk District, right, which is super fun. And it's a stone's throw away from where A La Carte was. So, mm-hmm. So if you found us at A La Carte before, it's easy to find us now.
Just follow your nose.
Just follow your nose. Yeah, yeah. The pits are smoking on every day mm-hmm. these days, so you can smell it. It definitely smells like smoked meats.
And I love your logo. It's so creative. It's a little flame, but it looks like a donut.
It's a flaming donut.
It's a flaming donut.
It's a flaming donut.
Do you take the food truck it out anymore, or is that?
We don't. What? We actually sold the food trailer.
Okay.
We sold it. It's possible that another one will materialize again in the future. Mm-hmm. But for now, we're focused on the brick and mortar restaurant and the location at UCF and catering.
Okay. Yeah, and I was just going to ask you about your catering side of that.
Catering has been an incredibly important part of the business for us, and it's one of the ways that people were able to continue to support us through COVID.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, no more dine-in restaurant opportunity for people, and people were eating at home, but they still wanted the restaurant experience. They still wanted the restaurant cuisine. And they still wanted to support their local restaurants. And I swear, this is how we made it through COVID, is because the Orlando community supported us and made sure that they found us wherever we were, which turned out in 2020 and 2021 to be in a warehouse district.
You've kind of gone through the whole spectrum of different ways of getting food out there. But
that's good. You have a huge following
now.
We have. Let's try those donuts.
Okay. Yeah,
you tell us
sure.
where we can find you mm-hmm. on social media. You mentioned your new address near downtown Orlando.
Yep. On social media, we're on Instagram.
Cut it in half. You're going to have a whole
moment. Cut it in half.
Which one?
I want the apple.
These will survive cutting in half a little. They'll survive, yeah. Okay. This is our apple pie.
See, I wanted the apple pie.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So you can find us on social media on Instagram at Smoke and Donuts, SmokeAndDonuts.
Okay,
is our handle on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on what else is there out there?
Keep talking to me. So good. So good.
You can find us all over the place. You can find us on our website, too, at smokeanddonuts.com, which is where catering information can be found as well.
And so fun, because even, you can take your kids and they can make their own donut, and that's a fun thing.
You need to eat your food, though, before you can make yourself a donut.
Mm-hmm. It's been so fun to see how many families come with their kids mm-hmm. in the middle of the day. Like, I feel like they come, like, after nap time. I have an almost 3-year-old, so I feel like after nap time, all of a sudden families start to come in and join us and with their kids, and mm-hmm. they'll come up and they'll make their own donuts. And
they'll get that sugar rush and then go right back to bed.
Exactly. You rush and then crash by 7:30.
Right?
That's the goal.
It's all strategy, right? Exactly. What's the crunchy stuff again on here?
It's toasted millet. So instead of for the apple pie having some kind of crust or mm-hmm. some kind of crunch, we Chef Vesna, who is our baking and pastry chef that I mentioned, she swerved a little bit off course, and so millet is a toasted seed.
So creative.
It adds a crunchy component to the donut.
Ian Russell, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your amazing barbecue.
Would you like a bite? We didn't even offer
you a bite. Why not?
Y'all enjoy.
Yeah, this has been so much fun. It's so delicious. Can't wait to check you out in person mm-hmm. and go and enjoy some more donuts and some more barbecue. Yes.
Please, I look
thank
forward
you.
To welcoming
you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Tell your wife we say hello.
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Ian Russell. You can find his business online at smokeanddonuts.com. You can also find it on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram, or Lisa Bell News 6 on Twitter. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. She's on Twitter. Just search at CandaceNews6. And on Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, our post-production audio engineer, Chris Flora, and our director, Rich Burns. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.